The dam failure and toxic sludge release last week at an ore processing plant in Hungary has raised questions about similar potential at other mine facilities. The Fort Knox gold mine, northeast of Fairbanks, maintains a large dam that holds back a 300-acre tailings pond. The 4,000-foot-long, more than 300-foot-high dam built in the 1990s is the largest in the state. Alaska Department of Natural Resources dam safety engineer Charlie Cobb says it was designed and constructed to high integrity standards, and there's minimal risk of the kind of catastrophic failure that occurred in Hungary.
We're confident that the Fort Knox Dam is designed and operated in a safe condition, and the people there at Fort Knox are very conscientious about that structure and go to great lengths to demonstrate its safety to the department.
Cobb says the dam that failed in Hungary was a much older communist regime era structure that likely bears little design comparison with Fort Knox.
You know, that is a very robust structure up there. It's a good design, and, you know, the design has been under significant review by the department over the course of time.
Cobb says the state requires annual inspections by a consulting engineer, as well as daily surveillance by the mine's operator. A seep was found under the Fort Knox Dam in 2006, but it was determined to be water from a sub-dam fissure in the bedrock, and no tailing solution was released. A monitoring system below the dam detects any seepage. The state is currently taking public comment on Fort Knox's plan to raise the dam height 52 feet to accommodate additional tailings and waste fluid. The sludge released from the Hungarian facility is from aluminum processing and contains lead and other heavy metals that have killed 9 and sickened many others. Fort Knox environmental manager Delbert Parr says the slurry stored in Fort Knox is much less toxic.
Part of the year it will almost make drinking water standards. During the winter months when there's a lot of ice and no exposure to open air on the pond down there, we will get build up cyanide to about 5 or 6 parts per million. That's certainly not harmless, but it's not a very high rate either.
The Fort Knox gold mine's tailing pond contains about 16 million gallons of slurry, far less than the Hungarian sludge reservoir, which released 200 million gallons. The Fort Knox facility is located in a valley 25 miles northeast of Fairbanks, more remote than the Hungarian site. The state's Cobb says even if there was a catastrophic dam failure at Fort Knox, the impacts would not be like what's happening in Hungary.